Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Boomer and the Vape Show, giving voice to 78 million boomers from coast to coast and border to border. Each day we have a different guest and a different topic. Our guests always have a nugget or two for anyone, regardless of where you are. We hope you enjoy the relaxed conversational style of the show. Nothing fancy, just boomers sitting around the table talking about stuff. Now, here are the Boomer and the Vape, Pete Peters and Deborah Brown.
And yes, here we are one more time, the Boomer and the Babe Show on Blog Talk Radio. It's Tuesday, July 19th, 2011, and we're broadcasting from our studios in the Feeding Arizona Complex in Youngtown, Arizona. We'll be getting to our guest in just a minute, but before we do that, we want to invite you and the listeners to go to our website at www.boomerandthebabe.com. Take a little tour around the site and see everything that the Boomer and the Babe Incorporated is involved in. One of our new involvements is our new site, the Entrepreneurial Revolution. You can get to that through the website, Boomer and the Babe. Join in the Entrepreneurial Revolution. It is a community for entrepreneurs, people in business, boomers in business. So please join that and avail yourself of all that is going to be on that site as well. In addition, we do the radio program. We publish mini books and ebooks, and our authors have their own shows on the Boomer and the Babe Network here on Blog Talk Radio, and we invite you to listen to all of those as well. We produce videos, promotional products, and consult for small businesses. We are truly a multifaceted multimedia marketing company, and I am Pete Peters.
And I'm Deborah Brown.
And today's guest is Ms. Terry Benincasa, talk show hostess in the Tampa, Florida area and baby boomer expert. Terry, welcome to the Boomer and the Babe Show.
Well, thank you. Are you guys broiling or your pavements melting there in Arizona?
It's pretty close.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, geez. Well, see, we're used to that here in Florida, so we think nothing of melting pavements during the summer, but it must be hard for you guys who aren't experiencing it. And one other thing, boy, the word entrepreneur, I'm telling you, it's a great word, but I can't wrap my mouth around it. Geez, that's a tough one.
Every now and then my tongue gets in front of my eye teeth, and
I'm
I can't see what
you.
I'm saying either. We always start the show, Terry, with Deborah, and she has a few lead-in questions for you, so we'll start that because that's the way we do it.
All right, my fellow boomer babe. Thank you.
Hello there. Welcome to the show. The reason that I start is because I have a way of asking people to give their two-minute movie, and Pete never seems to ask it quite the same way. So here's what we're going to
okay.
do. I want you to give us your life, laser beam style, as much of it as you would like in 2 minutes. That's what we call your two-minute movie. So you can go back as far as you like and come forward to today sitting here with us talking about boomer stuff. So please, your two-minute movie.
My life, 57 years in 2 minutes. You are so mean. Okay, let's give it a shot. I'm an actress. I have been for many years. I have a double master's in counseling psychology from Columbia. I'm a business owner, so I've combined all of those things and those the many talents and skills that go along with that, I must say, developed over the decades into and roll them all into my radio show, which is heard nationally. It's broadcast syndicated in West Central Florida, and then it's heard nationally, actually internationally, on a couple of very large internet sites and boomer sites. I love being a boomer expert. I've been studying boomer trends, boomer research, boomer everything related to everything from what bums us up to what turns us on since the late 90s. And I am considered a boomer expert generalist in that I understand what we need, what we want, and how to reach us and how to handle things as boomers across the spectrum of life areas. How did I do?
Awesome.
Do I have more time?
Awesome. Now you can do whatever you want for another 30 seconds if you've got it. And if you don't,
sing.
We'll go on to the next question, which is basically, you know, when we were talking just before we came on the air, you were talking about this is the time to revel. And I wonder how many baby boomers realize how lucky we are to be as old as we are with all this experience and all this life and really appreciate it rather than be worried about it. I don't know. What do you think?
Yes, I think. Absolutely. I think to some extent we do it. We just are not aware that we do it, and we need to be more conscious of it and build on our tendency to already think of ourselves as pretty cool, pretty groovy. You know, we like a lot of things about ourselves. But when it comes to our actual chronological age, then we go into non-boomer mode and go into our parents' mode and start to cower and start to kind of feed into the old, and I say old, last century, societal expectation that once you turn 50, you're old and useless.
Exactly.
So we have to be very conscious of that and very consciously gather up all of that self-confidence we have in so many other areas and apply it to this aging issue. This is the only issue of all the things we have redefined as a huge and very powerful, very influential generation. We've redefined retirement happily. We have redefined the workplace happily. We have lifestyle, retirement lifestyle. There's a number of things, parenting, but aging still scares us. Don't be afraid, my fellow boomers. As I said to you, Deborah, before when we were preparing for the show, I wouldn't go back to being 25. I don't care what you paid me. Those years were fine, but there's so much angst and stuff we don't know and so much discomfort and so much stuff that goes along with being a young person that I don't experience anymore. But I have all the benefits. There's that commercial with the guy with the gray hair, and he just takes out some of the gray. I don't remember what it is, but I'll probably touch up for men or something. Anyway.
It is something like that, yes.
Yeah, but it speaks very well to who we are as boomers, because he only touches up some of it, and he says the gray, a little bit of gray, speaks to my experience and my knowledge and my sophistication. He doesn't say that, but I will. But the less gray speaks to my youthful feeling. It's the best of both worlds. We have the best of both worlds.
It is. And I think what we also find is that when something comes up, we realize we've been here before. In other words, we know we can get through anything because we have already probably experienced the best and the worst in our 50-plus years. One of the taglines that Pete and I have used from the very beginning of our Baby Boomer show, Baby Boomer directed show, is at 50, you're just getting started. And, you know, now he's 64 and I'm 58 almost. But we still feel like at 50, you're just getting started, because there are so many that are turning 50 still in our generation that we just want everybody to remember, seriously, you know, you are really just getting started. It's
right.
It's the best time.
It is the best time. It absolutely is. Again, when I go back to when people, I ask people if they're confident and happy and feel good in their own skin at our age, in part they say yes. Yes, I am, but. And then comes back in that old bugaboo, that societal thing. But, you know, in our society, it's still good to be 20 or 30. I'm like, well, then let's change that, because I got to tell you, it's not so great being 20 or 30, you know.
Exactly.
That's very overrated.
In your show tagline, you talk about living, working, and playing as your
at your boomer best.
That's where you're, pardon me?
At your boomer best, yes.
At your boomer best,
living, working,
exactly.
And playing at your boomer best.
And that is exactly where we should probably talk for a while. And that is, let's talk about the living part, because when we're talking about whether or not you're happily 50 or wish you were 25, maybe you're not living to your best if you're in that mind space. So, mm-hmm. You know, we have things that we have to worry about in the living category, don't we? We have probably elderly parents that we're coping with. We have retirement planning that has not gone as well. Maybe some of our money is not exactly where we thought. What are you finding in your talks with people?
About those particular areas, you mean?
Yes.
Okay. In as much as we just went on and on about how wonderful it is to be this age, The good news is that because we are wiser, because we're more confident, because we have so much more knowledge and skills, et cetera, that we've developed over the decades, we can much better handle things like elderly parents who need extra support, need us to be there for them in a very thoughtful way. We're much better able to use our tremendous education and skills and knowledge to plan our not only our financial our finances for retirement, but our lifestyle. We all understand the importance, I think generally we didn't do it very well, but we do understand the importance of planning financially for our retirement, and many of us took a hit in our retirement for portfolios in the Great Recession. The good news is that we are young enough to gather, probably get a whole lot of that back. And when I hear people bemoaning the fact that their portfolios took a hit and how awful that is, yeah, it's unpleasant. And maybe we're going to most of us will have to work a little longer than we had expected to regain that income. But the people for whom it really broke my heart were my parents, who were in their 80s at the time, and they don't have the time to get their portfolios back. So we have the time. That's the good news. But we have to plan the lifestyle. Unlike our parents who retired at 65 and then did early bird dinners and some golf and went to bed at 8 o'clock, that's not us. We're going to be, like you said, we're going to be just starting all over again. That requires a plan, no different than we plan for our first career. We went to college. We decided what we wanted to do, you know, and work toward that. We have to do that for our second career and what's called our second act, and that's called lifestyle planning. To have a good lifestyle in our retirement, that requires planning, thinking through, and goal setting, et cetera, not just sort of winging it when you get there.
Right, and then as you just mentioned a couple of times, and I think I mentioned it myself, there are so many of us that are going to probably either keep working way longer than even we thought we would, and many of us don't ever want to retire because that's what we love doing, you know, whatever we're doing
right.
for work. So that whole idea of encore careers or encore, or you call it a second act, is such a big piece right now for people to try to figure out what are they going to do with their time so that they
yes.
stay relevant, excited about being alive, and also making money. So there's
yes.
a lot going on in that working part.
There is. It's a part of our careers, our work selves are much more a part of our identity than for our parents. First of all. Second of all, you know, I have spoken to a number of people, again, in the research I do to stay current in my status as a boomer expert, who made the mistake of thinking more from, like, their parents and retiring, some of them as young as, and I think of it as young, as 55, and after a 6 months, 7 months, come back to me and say, oh, now what do I do? I have 30
right.
more years to go. I can't get, you know, I have nothing to do. And that's because they didn't plan for it. Don't make that mistake, my fellow boomers.
Exactly. Now, there's another piece that's very interesting, and that is our social lives. And what I know is we're not all getting into those silly Cialis bathtubs. I'm pretty sure of that. I just don't understand that, and I have to laugh. We live with Pete's 88-year-old mother, and whenever that commercial is coming on for Cialis, we wait until just about the point where it's got to be ready for the bathtubs, and we say to her, look at this, they're getting ready to get in the bathtubs, and she always looks at us like, why are they doing that? So it doesn't work for anybody at any age. It just doesn't understand it. We don't understand it. But let's talk about dating at this age, because some of us are not lucky enough to be in a relationship. So what does that look like for some people, do you think?
Okay. Well, first of all, I recommend you not have separate bathtubs. That definitely doesn't work in terms of getting together. And we'll talk about that a little later. I hope that, you know, the lack of sophistication and just the poor marketing to us. I mean, that's just a perfect example of how we are marketed to as though we are no, they wouldn't even market to 18-year-olds that way. It's very unsophisticated and very sad. But anyway, back to dating. Yes, we most boomers, when they find themselves back in the dating scene at our age, 50s, 60s, 40s, came from very long-term marriages, some as much as 30 years. So they've not been with anybody else for 30 years, and now they're back, and probably didn't do a lot of dating when they were young.
All right.
Many boomers didn't do the big dating scene, probably met their spouse either in high school or college, maybe dated a little bit, but then got married pretty quickly right out of college. So the dating whole thing, whole idea of dating is pretty foreign to them. There are a number of websites designed to give us dating advice and to meet other boomers online rather than young kids. And I recommend that you use those. We tend to be a little hesitant to use online dating services, and I would recommend to my fellow boomers quite the opposite. Online dating services are the best way to meet people for a number of reasons. You can filter them out in advance by just emailing back and forth and setting your criteria very clearly on your profile, the whole nine yards. So you can do a lot of picking and choosing before you even meet someone, first of all. Second of all, it's a much broader array, and certainly none of us are the least bit interested at our age in going to a bar and meeting people. You know, didn't work when we were young. So it's a great way to just meet a lot of different people. Think of dating as just a fun activity, a great way to meet new people, have new experiences. Every date does not have to be with you know, your new spouse. You know, it probably won't be. So just enjoy the time. Thanks a lot. I don't think this is going to work out, but I enjoyed meeting you. Finally, my recommendation is to, in a first, even a second meeting, first of all, you want to meet in a public place. You do not want to pick somebody up in your car before you even know them or go to their home, none of that. Meet in a public place. And make your first meeting just cocktails or coffee or something brief. Because if you're halfway through a cocktail and you think, okay, I'm ready to climb out the bathroom window, you don't have a whole dinner in front of you that you have to enjoy.
Exactly. Well, I think that is good advice probably for any age, but particularly for people that have been around the block for a while with one person, and now they're saying, oh, my goodness, I've got to figure this out. They don't want to go in cold with no advice. So I think that's great. Go online and find a place for a safe way to find some dates and good luck, because I don't know. It's never easy. I don't think. I don't want to do it.
And I think that's part of the problem, that people look at it almost as a chore rather than looking at it as something to embrace and have and something with which to have fun. It can be a lot of fun. I am in that situation. I am in dating mode. And I can tell you with this mindset, which I have naturally, but I know a lot of folks don't, I'm just enjoying the heck out of it. I am enjoying meeting new people and going out and having cocktails and maybe going out and do some dinner and dancing, et cetera, with different people. And I don't feel pressure at all. No one's going to pressure me into having sex until I'm ready. I'm real comfortable with that. So I'm just having a good time with it. It's a great way to socialize and meet new people and possibly meet, you know, your next Mr. or Ms. Right.
Right. Well, I'm wondering if there are any commercials on television that we can think of right now that kind of lead us to believe that advertisers would think that we could be capable of having that much fun at dating. I don't think there is one.
Advertisers for dating?
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I think that there are no advertisements that I can think of that really speak well to our lifestyle, whether we're dating.
There is one. And I'm very proud of them. In fact, I just blogged about this. Toyota, I think it's called the Toyota Prenza or something like
Denza.
That. Denza. And they actually did a big public relations blast that they are by design targeting boomers. And that is a wonderful commercial with the adult child who came home to live. Have you seen it? And hopefully
I have. There's two of them.
Seen it? And it's hysterical. And they're having a great time, and they're out there, and the kid's really annoyed because he's home all by himself.
It's a great commercial.
There's another company, I believe Lowe's does a number of commercials that, that show us as vibrant and ready to take on, you know, a whatever task, a, you know, rehab task or something. Dove is a wonderful company for embracing and celebrating us at our age. And down here in Florida, we had a wonderful campaign for a long time directly to boomers for the Hard Rock Cafe. It was great. It was wonderful. I'll try to remember some of the lines in it, but it was. I'm sorry about my phone ringing. It was using all of our music and reminding us. It was just geared directly to us. It was perfect. It was upbeat. It was wonderful, and it showed us having a tremendous time at the Hard Rock Cafe.
So it's really important for advertisers to figure out how are they going to keep doing that, because we're the ones with money. We're the only ones with money.
Yes, we're the ones with the money.
We are in a better state of mind, many of us. We call it boomerdom. Boomerdom is not a place.
It's a state of mind. Yes, I know. Yours in boomerdom is how I sign my all my communications. Absolutely.
Oh, how funny. If you Google the word boomerdom, you'll find Celebrating Boomerdom, I believe, probably 8 times on the first page of Google, and that's my book, Celebrating Boomerdom, Resources for Rocking the Second Half of Life. So I love that word, and I love the fact that it's a state of mind. And those of us who live there, you know, want the marketers to put us squarely in their sights and say, this is the message for you, my dear.
And those of us who don't live there, those of us, and there are a number of us who I ask, are you proud to be a boomer? Well, I don't know. I don't care. You know, that kind of thing. Here's why you need to care. Here's why it's important. First, if we all appreciate our generation and being in that generation, as a generation, we're the biggest, we have the most influence, we have the most power, and we have the most money, as you mentioned. But that is only influential and powerful if we all recognize and use that group influence and power. And the only way to do that is to proudly be a part of the boomer generation, state that, and demand what we have coming to us as a generation and influence for the good, things like redefining aging so that our children, my daughter's 28, about to be 28. I do not want her experiencing the kind of age discrimination when she turns 57 that you and I still experience today, Deborah. I don't want her to experience that. And the only way I can change that is me and my fellow boomers together making that change, as we have changed societal mores and expectations in so many other ways over the course of our lives. Second of all, if marketers recognize our power and influence and our importance, then that means companies and their products are recognizing our importance. So things like something simple like packaging, that I have rheumatoid arthritis. It's very hard for me to undo hermetically sealed packaging. I have a great deal of difficulty with it, and I know a lot of my fellow boomers do as well. Well, if those companies were marketing to us, guess how they would make their packaging? Just as an example. Be much easier for us to maneuver in. That's one example of so many things. We wouldn't have to go to the junior department to get certain clothing that very frankly we feel, which we feel comfortable. And I feel pretty silly shopping through the junior department. Not that I really care what you think, but I'd much rather see that kind of clothing, some of it, not all of it, but some of the clothing that I prefer to wear. I don't wear old lady clothing, that a lot of which I see in women's departments or, you know, whatever, in the misses department. So we would just see products and services that are geared to our lives as they are today, not what it was like to be 50 years ago.
Well, I think one of the things that we can do is compliment Toyota Venza. Not that I will ever drive one, because we're a Ford family. We're just going to drive American.
Ford did it too, though.
But
Ford did it,
I think
too.
They,
did you know that?
Say that again?
Mm.
Ford did it?
Ford did it, too. Ford announced changing their dashboard with bigger letters and bigger numbers and bigger everything so that it's easier to see, for us to see, like without our reading glasses. Good for them.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, I think that we need to compliment the ones that are getting it right. And just by doing that, the rest of them can say, oh, I see. I see maybe the error of my ways. Perhaps. But it's
what's
very...
worked in the past is, what's worked in the past is that we talk with our wallets. You talk with your wallet. But that requires being pretty more conscious, being more conscious. I consciously choose products and services that, to me, are boomer-friendly. I do that consciously, and I consciously don't buy things that, to me, are not boomer-friendly. And if all of us did that, we would see a change very quickly.
I completely agree with you. And you know what? We have come to the end of our time. I'm disappointed to say we're going to have you on again. This has been wonderful. So I hope that we can have you back. That would be great.
Well, thank you for inviting me. I accept your invitation, especially if it includes bagels.
Terry, is there any way that people can get hold of you via your website, listen to you online, or some of those other sites on the Internet
sure.
that you're broadcasting on so people can follow you a little bit more, maybe through our
sure.
show?
Sure. My show, first of all, broadcasts every 5 to 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time every Sunday. Here in the west coast of Florida, 860 a.m. or 930 a.m. On the dial. Nationally, you would go to www.860wgul.com to listen on Sunday. To listen during the week, you could go to my website, boomerradioshow.com, where you can read all about the show. You can listen to that Sunday show and past shows. You can answer surveys and sign up for a lot of fun stuff, boomerradioshow.com. And I can be reached at Terry, T-E-R-R-I, at BoomerRadioShow.com.
Well, thanks again for being with us today. It's been a very interesting and fast 20 minutes or a half an hour or so. We appreciate your taking the time to be with us. And as Deborah said, I'm sure we'll try to schedule it and have you back on again.
All right. Thank you both, and thank you for a wonderful show.
Thank you.
Bye now.
All righty. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Boomer the Babe Show on Blog Talk Radio, where we bring good conversation to the world. Today, we brought you a conversation with Ms. Terry Benincasa of the radio show BoomerRadioShow.com. And that's her website as well, BoomerRadioShow.com, out of Tampa, the Tampa, Florida area. You can listen to the Boomer the Babe Show every Monday through Friday at 10 o'clock right here on Blog Talk Radio. Remember, we do much more than just this radio show on Blog Talk. Check out BoomerAndTheBabe.com. See everything else that makes us the people that we are and the business we are, and it's all there on boomerandthebabe.com. So please make sure that the second half of your life is the best half of your life, and enjoy the rest of your day, everybody. See you next time.
To the Boomer the Babe Show, where we bring interesting conversation to the world. Be sure to follow us on Twitter, where we tweet as Boomer and Babe, and on Facebook as Pete Peters 47. As always, you can friend us on Blog Talk Radio or sign up for our newsletter at boomerandthebabe.com. Email us at host@boomerthebabe.com with any of your comments. Remember, at 50, you're just getting started.